Now, I got a note the other day from old mate Troy Cassidaly to tell me what he was up to today. And children at a primary school in the listening area on the New South Wales mid-north coast are about to be surprised by one of the best artists in country music. It's all thanks to a 12-year-old boy who attends South West Rocks Public School and his generosity. His name is Watson Jabardi. He's 12. As I said, he's hearing impaired. Now, he wanted to raise money and awareness during Hearing Awareness Week. As a thank you to Hearing Australian Hearing for the support they provided to both him and his family. Now, Australian Hearing were blown away by the 12-year-old Watson's initiative and wanted to thank him. So as a special treat, this little fella's about to be surprised during school assembly by Troy Cassidaly, who is one of the new ambassadors of Australian Hearing. He's on the line right now from South West Rocks. G'day, mate.
Hey, Ray, I'm back near your old stomping ground up this way. I'm not far from Yuengi and Port Macquarie and all that, and I'm sitting backstage at the public school ready to go in and have a go at this assembly, and I can't wait, mate.
So no one knows bar the teachers that you're there?
Only the principal knows. Even when the local bloke from the paper came over from Kempsey, they said, we don't know anything about it. So it's been very hush-hush, mate.
Well, you know what that paper's called, don't you?
Which one's that one?
The Macleay Argus.
The Macleay Argus, there you go.
It used to come out once a week when I was a boy, and Nan and Pop used to read the Macleay Argus to see what was happening. And it was in the Macleay Argus, Troy, it was true.
Well, it had to be true. You know, I sit here now, I'm looking around this little schoolroom thinking to myself, how good is it that young Watson has really been able to raise awareness? Not only is he a kid that's really going out there and flying the flag for Australian Hearing, he's also wanting to raise money to help other people. He's got a big heart, mate, and kids like that, to me, are thin on the ground. You know, he's not taking selfies of himself and running around on Instagram or whatever. He's actually thinking about other people, which I think is worth a real pat on the back.
How did you become an ambassador for Australian Hearing, mate?
Mate, as a muso, I've come across many, many people with hearing problems, right? And you know yourself, with the amount of years that you play with earphones on, whatever, in the studio, or you're running around playing in loud bands up and down the North Coast, New South Wales, when I was a kid, I've seen a lot of people suffer with tinnitus and things like that, and I became very passionate about everyone getting their hearing checked. And I went and got it done myself, realised that I'd lost a bit of my hearing, which, you know, it's distressing. But, mate, as a musician, if you don't have your hearing, you've got nothing.
Exactly.
And I just wanted to make a bit of a point of the fact that, you know, if you can get involved and put something back into the community, the Australian Hearing are covering everyone from, you know, tiny kids with hearing aids and cochlear implants right through to people who fight in wars and come back as veterans as well that need help with their hearing, right through to people who are on a pension that think everyone mumbles around them, Ray, and their quality of life's not that good, you know?
You having a shot at me?
I've had it very close quarters. My dad and my father-in-law have both, you know, got things done with their hearing. I think it's really important, mate.
Well, mate, you hear him whispering, so what'd you say? So you're deaf,
right.
You old bugger. What do you do? Hello, what'd you say? And Daryl Braman on the weekend, his favourite comment is with his late father, Lou, and his late mum, Coral. Lou would say, what'd you say, love? And she'd say, what'd you say, love? No, what'd you say, love?
I swear my father-in-law, you know, after years and years of pounding metal, definitely as deaf as a post and stuff, and then he gets this little couple of little hearing aids on, and he reckons it was vanity that stopped him years and years ago from getting them, you know, but he said he finally realised that his quality of life is so much better at 80, because he can now, you know, hear the TV, he can hear the radio, you know, so I think it's a really important thing for quality of life, mate.
All right, mate, you better get out there and entertain these children at South West Rocks, but just before you go, we do broadcast there, we also broadcast down to Deniliquin. You're going to the Utmuster in October, they tell me.
Look, Adam Harvey and I are heading to the Ute Muster to include a bit of great country songbook in the rock and roll down there, which is going to be great.
All right, mate. Well done for what you're doing at South West Rocks. All the best.
Hey, no worries, mate. Have a good one.
Troy Cassidaly there at South West Rocks Public School and Listening Area through 2MC FM. Thanks to a 12-year-old named Watson Jabardi, who asked for something to be done for hearing awareness. So as a result, Australian Hearing have dispatched one of their ambassadors, my mate Troy Cassidaly, to South West Rocks. Now, for more details on Hearing Awareness Week, go to hearingawarenessweek.org.au. hearingawarenessweek.org.au.